still you will find. Now, I'm very much hoping, fingers crossed, because I could do this. I've done this before where I've actually gone to do a telephone interview and then realised that the person on the phone is actually not there, which I've done several times. So I'm praying. We'll just see if we can get our guest to cough. There we go. No, that's fine. I'll cut that out of the interview. Now, I'm joined on the line by Daniel White, who is from Mr. Sands Theatrical Promotion, to talk about Mushroom Theatre. Mushroom Theatre are based in Rayleigh. So good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And I know you do listen in, don't you, from time to time?
Oh, avidly, yes.
Yes. And you enjoy the show?
Yes, yes. A very eclectic mix of music taste as well. Why do I always sound posh on the radio? Sorry.
The thing is, when I talk to somebody posh, I try my best. I went to school in Dagenham, but my voice changes ever so slightly, Daniel.
I see. I've always been told that I've got a face for radio, you see.
No, you've got a great voice. You should be reading the news. You've got a good voice.
Thank you very much. This is an actor voice then.
You were meant to be coming in as a guest a couple of weeks ago to talk about My Feral Heart, and I had a chat with I think it was one of the producers of the of that film, which is doing very well at the moment. So hopefully you will be coming back, hopefully coming before Christmas. So tell us first of all about Mushroom Theatre and what makes it so special.
Yeah, Mushroom Theatre, actually the link to My Feral Heart is how I got to hear about Mushroom Theatre, because obviously, as you can tell by my accent, I'm not a local boy. Mm. Mushroom Theatre have provided a lot of the cast members that you see that feature in the film My Feral Heart, and that's how I got to know about Penny, who runs and creates Mushroom Theatre. Mm. And to be perfectly blunt, I was absolutely blown away both by the standard of the performance that you see on the film, and wanted to know more about Mushroom Theatre.
Yeah.
And as part of the promotion for My Feral Heart, I interviewed Penny at Mushroom Theatre to kind of find out a little bit more about how the theatre company came about. And again, it was absolutely amazing, but they really struggle with getting kind of their name out there and getting nationwide coverage, so to speak. They're quite well known in the Essex area. Mm. So Penny Bubb set up Mushroom Theatre, I think, 13 or 14 years ago, and she's come from a special needs teaching background, and she has an absolute dynamic passion for truly inclusive theatre, mixed ability, so people with special needs, various disabilities, but mixing literally with people who are fully able-bodied, and producing the most diverse and innovative theatre I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And the show that they're putting together, which is at the Towngate in Basildon on Sunday, really showcases the heartbeat for Mushroom Theatre Company, and it's an absolutely astounding show. It's hugely entertaining. Mm. And it just makes you smile. And I mean, let's face it, in today's day and age, with everything that's going on that isn't particularly positive, whatever your viewpoint is, going to see a show which showcases what brings us together and unifies us as human beings has got to be a good thing.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I go to the theatre in Grays. I'm not sure what that's called, actually. Probably the Grays Theatre. I go and see the productions, and they're fantastic. And I wouldn't be able to afford to go into London, because by the time you go into London to see a show, you've paid for your, you know, upwards of £100 for a ticket. Then you've got something to eat. Then you've got your train fare. Then you've got to worry about getting back to Essex when it finishes really late at night. So going to see the local productions, and they're absolutely phenomenal. I go to quite a few, and I love it. Absolutely love it. They're brilliant. So tell us a little bit about the production they're doing.
Well, the show's called Sunshine in My Pocket. Mm. which is a really, really amazing title. It is just like little kind of rays of sunshine through dance, through little bits of theatre. There's some amazing tap routine. Actually, the first act, I think, near the end of the first act, has one of the loudest but on point tap routines I have ever heard. I wouldn't say it made my ears bleed, but it was pretty close.
Yeah.
And I'm really not a dancey sort of person, so to impress someone who really isn't kind of particularly dance-minded, so to speak, mm-hmm. really is quite impressive. It's just great, and it's just great seeing children from ages as young as three to kind of more the more senior, kind of seasoned performers performing together, and it's just an amazing kind of ensemble show that showcases the classes throughout the ages, And it's got some wheelchair performances, and actually Penny is fantastic at using not just the performer within the wheelchair, but the wheelchair itself as part of the dance routine. It's brilliantly choreographed as well.
With the show, when is it taking place? Is it over the weekend, or is it a couple of shows, sort of Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
There are two shows on Sunday. So Sunday, this Sunday, the 20th of November.
Yep.
And it's at the fabulous Towngate Theatre in Basildon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a matinee at 2:30 and an evening performances at 6:30. It's worth mentioning as well that Mushroom Theatre Company has a rather well-known patron in the amazing performer of Lee Mead, who really, really does a fabulous job at championing the cause of Mushroom Theatre.
Mm.
And I think he's hoping to see the performances, booked him to see the performance in the evening. But I do take your point as well. I think amateur, the problem with amateur theatre and Sunshine in My Pocket and Mushroom Theatre's production, people think amateur, they think rubbish, don't they?
Yeah, yep.
And I guess amateur in any other context could be construed as that. Amateur theatre is done for the love of it. They're not paid to perform. They just love entertaining, and that really kind of infuses and infuses through the piece, through the production.
Mm. Everyone that I've ever been to has been fantastic, and normally about sort of £12 a ticket as well, and you know, fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, and with cinema prices going up through the roof, never mind once you pay for the popcorn and whatever you want to eat and drink, paying £15 for an adult ticket and concessions at £10, and even under five. So even if you've got under five, it's just £1 if you've got kids under five to see the show.
Oh wow!
You can't get cinema tickets for that nowadays, can you?
No, it's, I can't bet. It just makes it, I mean, gone are the days. You may remember, you might not be that old, but I remember the days where you used to go into a cinema and you could stay there all day. Nobody would come in and chase you out. You could see the film about five times, get your money's worth.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you go in for a show and it would be £1 a ticket or something, and see but you can't do that nowadays.
No, you would be arrested. I wouldn't try that if I... That man's been sat in there for 5 hours. Go and call the police. You can't do that anymore. Now, if you do want to find out more about Mushroom, they are on Twitter at M for Mother, T for Tommy, C for Charlie Mushroom. You can find out there. And also, if you go to the website, which is mushroomtheatre.co.uk, you can buy tickets online direct through them as well. Can you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and the Towngate Basildon has its own website. You can buy tickets from the box office as well. But the other thing as well, if it is a showcase piece, if people like what they see and they've got their kids, and well, yeah, I'd like my kids to be involved, or even the children saying to their parents, you know, I'd really like to do something like that. Mushroom Theatre Company have classes that are available throughout the range and age range, and they're only based in Rayleigh, and it's just amazing. So if people see what they see, they can actually get involved with future shows as well.
Excellent. Have you ever tried tap dancing yourself?
I was going to do the really bad joke about falling in the sink, but that would be really bad, wouldn't it?
It would, unless you see my tap dancing from about 2 years ago, where I suddenly thought, I'll take a tap dancing class with the lovely Emmeline, who's here at the Brentwood Centre, and I thought, I'm going to be a natural. I surely am. But I could only tap dance on my right leg.
Really?
Yeah, my left leg was just like something I was dragging around with. It's dreadful. I've still got my tap shoes at home. Yeah. It was horrific. And I also have to say, I shouldn't really mention this on air, but I will mention it, Daniel, because it makes you laugh. When I was trying to get Daniel earlier at 11:30, I thought something had happened to the desk, and I was cursing around, saying, I'm really sorry, Daniel, I'll ring you back, it's a technical issue. Do you know what I'd done? I'd actually trod on the headphone socket and pulled the headphones out. So it just shows you, people don't admit to things like this, and I was going, hello, hello. I thought, I can't hear, nothing's coming through the headphones. Looked down, and I'd unplugged. It unplugged itself.
That's payback, because you call Toblerone cheap chocolate, you know it is.
Well, I've been saying all morning about Toblerone. I like it, and you couldn't have it looking any other way. It's got to look pyramidy. Is that a word? Probably not.
It is now.
It is now. I like it, but it is cheap chocolate. And just in case you were going to send any chocolates to the studio, they'd have to be hotel chocolate or something like that. Next time, if you come in, when you actually come in, and obviously we'll come in at some stage, most guests that come in before they actually get through to the studio have to bring in some form of gift.
And do you check it's not cheap chocolate?
I do. If it's cheap chocolate, I'm like, yeah, there's guests that have come in today. I'm like, get out! Get out! Then you get my Cockney accent come through. Get out! They're gone. You don't even know. There's loads of guests that come in like that. They think I'm joking about a gift, turn up at the door, don't even get through. That's it. Have to be strict.
I've made you primed me. I must remember that. And I'll buy your favourite chocolate when I come in as well.
Thank you. Not a half nibble Toblerone. I don't fancy that.
No.
So thank you very much to the lovely Daniel from Mr. Sands Theatrical Promotion, talking about Mushroom Theatre. If you do want to get your tickets, it's mushroomtheatre.co.uk, and you can follow all the girls and boys on M for Mother, T for Tommy, C for Charlie, Mushroom, and that's on Twitter. Are you still there?
I
thought you just put the phone. I was going to go, how rude was that? It just went right in the middle of my interview. Right, thanks very much, Daniel, and I'll speak to you soon. You take care. Thank you. Bye bye. Just coming up to 11:49. I'll try not to step on the headphone cable again today. Honestly, I was like, what's going on? I can't hear anything.